Where Dennis Price is on the phone line. I'm tearing up, Dennis, from this song. You're killing me. Dennis?
Carla Bonoff, you know, she also had a hit with what other song, Rich?
Well, she wrote a bunch of songs that Linda Ronstadt recorded. I know that.
Yeah.
Someone to Lay Down Beside Me.
Personally.
Personally, big hit for her, her only big solo hit. How are you, DP?
Yeah. Buddy, I am great. I am watching my friend Shane Beamer, currently leading in the Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl.
That's fantastic.
10-7 over the Illinois Fighting Illini, 2-9-3 teams looking for their 10th win. And this game, which I could characterize best as saying, who doesn't want to lose?
There you go. There you go. Well, what's going on, DP? What have you been up to?
Well, I had a great time for Christmas. I had an opportunity to spend it with my mother-in-law, Donna, who is 81, give a shout-out to her for being a part of our Christmas. And then I headed down to Virginia, my friend. I went south.
I saw you were in the old stomping grounds down there.
Yeah, I went south for a visit. You know, it's been about 3 years since I was down there last, and I had an opportunity to hang out with my sister. I hung out with my nieces, and it was great to see them. A lot of eating, as you can imagine, and so a lot of bonding. But it was a really great trip. Saw some old college professors, some old high school teachers who still, want me to come over and say hi. There's only a few of them that ever want to see me again. So you have to make sure you take care of the ones that do. But it was an awesome trip. And then I'll tell you, Rich, one of the best parts about the trip was my friend Donald Shepard, and I'm going to tell you about Donald Shepard. He is 91 years old and a Korean War veteran, and he was the first man I ever knew that had tattoos. He got them in Calcutta, India, in 1951, and I had a chance to spend a lot of time with him, so I got a lot of pictures. His wife, Patsy, used to babysit me when I was younger, and I used to spend the night at their house, and I drink sugar and tea, cream in my coffee, because that's how Donald Shepard had it, and it tasted better than when my parents didn't put anything in it. So that's one of the reasons. It was an awesome trip. You know, I love this place. This is my home. I love Maine. I love my wife and my two beautiful poodles, but it is nice to go home and kind of recharge that part of your life and your personality. So it was a great trip, and it was good. It was a wonderful time, but that's not why you called me.
No, but I'm glad to hear those stories. But essentially, we need you to update us one final time here on what's going on for entertainment in Central Maine, Dennis.
Well, that sounds good, Rich. Normally, I would do that, but I'm going to hijack this segment.
You're right. Take it. Take it and run.
Well, what's that now?
Take it and run.
Because I want to take a moment to say how much this show and my friend Rich Kimball have meant to me in my life. And part of why, you know, I'm proud to be on this show, but also because there was a time when I had, a choice to make whether I wanted to continue what I was doing or try something new, and give it a shot. And I sought the sagacious advice of Rich Kimball, someone who I met in 2004 for the very first time when I was working at Penobscot Theater Company. And there was something about this guy who knew as much garbage information and trivia as I did, had a love of old classic country songs, and seemingly a story about every single country artist that I remember and love. And that was something that I think endeared us to each other, and that was part of something that was very important in my life. And so that started all the way 20 years, Richard, that we have been BSing each other, theater at Monmouth, various pieces, improv, just about every way that you can enjoy someone's friendship. That's been what we have had. And so these Tuesdays, some that I was wickedly prepared for, others that I just sort of tried to play it and wing it as I normally do. But every time I did it, I remembered how special it was that I got to talk to you every week. And it reminded me of how great the media of radio is and what a great way of communicating it is. And it also got me a chance to be a part of a show that I think was as diverse, as cutting edge, and as interesting as any radio show in Maine. And so to be a part of that for as many years, I never won that stupid March Madness thing, but I'll tell you, it meant a lot to me. And I know that, you know, your family loves you. I watched all this sort of come along and the wonderful blessings of Abby and Moonlight Graham. It's been fantastic to be a part of. Now, you're not dead, so I know I'll see you again. But you'll never have to worry about me playing a round of golf while doing the radio anyway. So I just wanted to say that. So, you know, listen, whether you like it or not, you made a big difference in a lot of people's lives. And even if it was for a second or two, it meant something. So you remember that stuff, Rich, and I'm glad to be a part. So whether you're buying a ticket to see something in person or whether you're streaming it to the comfort of your own home, I hope that people will always get out there and see something.
Thank you, my friend. I love you. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you and Dania and Wilbur and Charlotte. And we'll talk to you again soon in 2025.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dennis.
Goodbye. Bye.
One last bye from Dennis.